Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Patlin here, and welcome to episode 933 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Steve. So why don't we get to it right now? Here we go.
G'day, Pat. Steve here from Sydney, Australia. Mate, I just wanted to say thank you for all the quality content that you're consistently putting out there for us. And my question today relates to launching a new blog and specifically populating it with content. Is there such a thing as too much or not enough? I'd love to hear your thoughts on where the balance is. Cheers, mate.
Hey, Steve. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Yes, there is such thing as mostly not enough content, but too much too. I think when you're launching a blog or a podcast or any sort of content platform or putting yourself on a content platform that exists, you want to make sure that you have enough so that people can go through multiple pieces of content. But you also want to make sure that you keep some in reserve so that you can continue to keep pushing forward and staying consistent. So the magic number, at least that I share with my podcast students in poweruppodcasting.com, is 3 minimum when you launch in terms of podcasts. And I would say it's the same for blogs as well. For blogs, it might be even a little bit more, 5 to just fill it out a little bit. It depends on the theme as well. If you have a theme that really showcases, magazine style, multiple different modules and stuff, and you only have 3 on there, it's going to look very bare. However, there are themes out there that make 3 look like a lot, and it's just looks fantastic. And the idea is you want people to come to the site if they're being introduced to it for the first time, or you've been teasing it, you've been building an email list kind of leading up to the launch. You want people to go in there and find stuff and not just one thing and then have them leave because there's only one thing. You want to have them find the one thing that makes sense for them, whether it's an article that you're featuring, or maybe they go because you have multiple articles and there's one in particular that they really resonate with that they want to get into. But once they get that, they get a sense of what it is you have to offer, the kind of language that you use, the voice that you have, that they want to go deeper with you. You want to allow people to go deeper with you. But at the same time, like I said, you want to hold a little bit back. I know it's a little bit tempting in the beginning to just put everything that you've created up front out there for the world because you want to show people how great it is. And it's probably great to begin with because, you're so excited about this new launch of yours. But keep some of it back. Keep even some of the good stuff back. You definitely want to launch with your best piece of content that you have to offer and make a big splash with it, but also save some of those for reserves. Also save some of them for guest posts too, if possible, so that you can get new traffic and exposure from an audience that already has trust with somebody who is now featuring you. So hopefully that makes sense, Steve. I appreciate it. And I want to thank you by sending you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. So great question, Steve. Thank you. Super simple answer, very clear in my eyes, and hopefully it's clear in your eyes too. So best of luck. All right, guys, thanks so much. There was a course that I mentioned here in this episode, and that's poweruppodcasting.com. It was one that was launched last month in July, and it did very well. Hundreds of new students in there, and I'm helping them through their podcast. Currently, it's closed, but I mentioned it, and I mentioned it because if you are interested in starting a podcast of your own, all you have to do is head on over to poweruppodcasting.com. You can sign up for the waitlist, and the next time it opens up, you'll be the first to be notified. So poweruppodcasting.com. Thank you so much once again, and here's a quote to finish off the day by Jacqueline Carey. All paths are present always, and we can but choose among them. To rephrase that, guys, you can go in any direction you want to go. You just have to choose. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.